Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:38, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, let's start with some golf this morning. And Rory McIlroy says he's just 3 goals from career satisfaction. As you can imagine, they're 3 pretty big ones. He was speaking to the BBC on their 5 Live golf special last night, and he offered up this information when he was asked about winning a Ryder Cup on American soil. The 3 in question are the Masters, of course, a Ryder Cup in America, and an Olympic gold medal.
But I think one of the greatest achievements in the game right now is to win an away Ryder Cup, and we have an opportunity to do that this year. I think, you know, there's one thing holding serve at home, which we've been able to do quite consistently, but, you know, I think winning the Masters, winning an Olympic medal, and another away Ryder Cup, they are my 3 career goals for the rest of my career. Like, if you were to give me 3, that's what it would be. It's a huge task. It's a very strong American team, a very partisan crowd, but we've got a wonderful captain and we're going to have a wonderful team, and we're relishing the challenge.
Yeah, that's Rory. Let's see how he gets on this year. Opportunity to get 2 of those at least in the bag. Sam Prendergast is fit to face England in the Six Nations this weekend, despite having his leg heavily strapped at training this week. Now, the Irish squad are in Portugal for a training camp. The starting 15 for that match on Saturday will be announced tomorrow when the group return home. Now, Irish attack coach Andrew Goodman has confirmed that the out half is recovering from a dead leg. He's also been talking about the rivalry between Sam and Jack Crowley and how well they're supporting each other through it.
Yeah, there's definitely a rivalry, and that's the thing you've got to do. You've got to get the balance right of coming in and competing, but ultimately when the team's named, or the team, the bench, and one of them's going to be in the team, one of them's going to be in the bench, and one's not going to be playing. So when you get to that stage, you've got to help those other guys perform as best you can. That's part of being a great team member, and again, something I've learnt a lot of around coming into this island environment.
Yeah, what a game that's going to be. It's live on Saturday Sport here on Radio 1. There's a full programme of games tonight in the Champions League. So this is the final round of matches in the league format. They all take place at 8 o'clock. The top 8 automatically progress to the last 16, and they'll await the winners of the playoff ties, which features the clubs ranked 9th to 24th. So top of that table, Liverpool, they've already qualified. They travel to PSV Eindhoven. Queevin Kelleher expected to start in the Liverpool goal for that one, and Liverpool resting several of their key starters in that one. Third place, Arsenal away to Girona. Not guaranteed a top 8 place yet. Manchester City, currently 25th of the 36 teams. They must beat Bruges tonight if they've any hope of qualifying for the next phase of the competition. That game is live on RT2 this evening. And that 9th place, Aston Villa host Celtic in 18th. Just a point between them. Both have secured top 24 places. There's lots of speculation about the future of 2 Irish internationals. Brighton's Evan Ferguson has been linked with a move to West Ham. There's been a lot of speculation about him throughout this transfer window, but that seems to have intensified, and maybe a reunion with Graham Potter, his former manager at Brighton. And the Italian side Udinese are interested in taking Gavin Bazuno on loan from Southampton. Meade's Division 2 meeting against Cavan in the Allianz League will go ahead as planned on Sunday, despite significant damage to a scoreboard in Navan. Now, that scoreboard, which is located on the bank at the Navan O'Mahony end of the ground, was actually ripped from its foundation. So they've secured a mobile scoreboard to replace it, and also the area has been secured. Big game for both counties, of course, because they lost their opening fixtures. UCD have qualified for the semi-finals of the Electric Ireland Sigerson Cup. Comfortable win against MTU Kerry. TU Dublin got the better of UL. And finally, the Dublin Horse Racing Festival takes place at Leopardstown this weekend, and we'll have coverage here on Radio 1, on RTE television and online also. And one of the great stories to watch out for is a horse called Pray Tell, who will line up in the opening race of the weekend, the Grade 1 Nathaniel Lacey Solicitors Novice Hurdle. He's owned and trained by Desi Kennelly, who bought the horse as a yearling for just €6,000, and he's had him ever since. He won a Grade 3 at Cork last month, and he's very much the family horse. Des is a farmer. He's based a few miles outside Kilworth in County Cork. He helped in the yard by his 14-year-old daughter Maeve, and that win at Cork has really resonated in that part of the world and beyond. Yesterday, Dave Keenett spent some time with Des and his family as they get ready to send Pray Tell into battle at Leopardstown.
It's unbelievable. Like, you know, people are just coming up to me and shaking my hand and, well done, when is the horse going again? And just, it's brilliant. Look, I enjoy it, and tis, like I said, everywhere I go, you'll be nearly recognised, you know, and there'll be people coming up to you and, you know, wishing you well and hope the best of luck now on Saturday and stuff, and long may it last, I suppose. It's a horsey community out here. People come up to me anywhere in town or anywhere, and they're just congratulating me about the horse again. Like, and after winning and down in Cork, I had to charge my phone 3 times on Monday. There were so many people ringing me, I could get nothing done. I couldn't even get the cattle fed. I was on the phone all day. Eventually I was going to turn it off, because there were so many people ringing me, people that I know and a lot of people that I don't know, just rang me and said well done, and they were delighted for me. And I'd say it was well late in the evening when I got the cattle fed, because the phone was going all day. And but sure, look, tis great, and it was unusual for me, all this hype and excitement, like, and I wouldn't expect it, like, you know.
And finally, the fact that your family can enjoy this too. You said that your elderly parents were there, and your daughter and your partner were there.
Maeve was there, and my partner Elaine, and my two boys, Alan and Davis, they were with me. I was delighted that my father was there, because his health didn't great. He was there, but, you know, he didn't get out of the car. He's in hospital, Dave, at the moment, actually. He broke his leg at Christmas, and but it was great that he was there, and he was very emotional, and it was just brilliant, you know.
Yeah, what a lovely story. Good luck to all involved this weekend. I should point out before I go as well that Dublin Racing Festival on Saturday, it's on RT1 from 1 o'clock and the RT player. And then the television coverage switches to RT2 from 1 o'clock, and it's also on the player. So tune into that.
Darren, thank you for all of that.